Today is Monday the 4th of May, the Feast of the English Martyrs, in the fifth week of Easter. Cape Town Camerata sings Nikokele Bawo. Lead me, O Father, lead me. Lead me, my Saviour, in all the sorrows of this world, for you still protect me. You calm my fears. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
But filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died.
St. Stephen is often referred to as the proto-martyr or the first martyr. Throughout the centuries and right up to our present, people all over the world continue to suffer for their faith in Jesus. Is there a person, a particular group, or a country you would like to pray for today? Take a moment to really pray for them now. So often we hear that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father after the ascension. Notice, as Stephen looks now, in this moment of persecution, he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God. What difference might this make? As you hear the reading for the second time, listen for the voice of Stephen saying, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them."
But filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died.
Stephen's plea for his killers echoes the words of Jesus on the cross. Forgiveness and reconciliation is often the first step to break the cycle of violence. But it is always a difficult step, a step that costs us something. Is there something in you, some situation in your life, that needs forgiveness or reconciliation? Spend these last moments asking the Lord to help you along this path. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.